Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we are discussing one of the most powerful and influential members of the United States Senate, Washington's Patty Murray. She currently holds the historic position of Senate President pro tempore.
She is third in line to the presidency, which is a remarkable position for someone whose political origin story is so famously grassroots. Tell us about her entry into politics as the mom in tennis shoes.
It's one of the great modern political origin stories, and it's absolutely central to understanding who she is as a leader. Back in the 1980s, she was a parent and a preschool teacher. When she learned about proposed cuts to a local early childhood education program, she drove with other parents to the state capitol in Olympia to advocate against them. As the story goes, a male legislator patronizingly dismissed her, telling her she couldn't make a difference because she was, in his words, just a mom in tennis shoes. That single comment lit a fire. She organized a grassroots coalition of 13,000 parents, defeated the budget cuts, and then successfully ran for the local school board. That experience launched her entire political career, and that pragmatic, persistent, mom in tennis shoes persona has been her brand ever since.
And she took that brand all the way to the U.S. Senate in 1992, as part of the historic Year of the Woman. Once in Washington, how did she build her influence?
She did it through quiet, steady, and incredibly detailed work on powerful committees. She isn't someone who seeks the spotlight or cable news hits. She's known as a workhorse who masters the intricacies of policy and legislation. Over her three decades in the Senate, she has risen through the seniority system to chair several major committees. She's been the chair of the Budget Committee, the Veterans Affairs Committee, and the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or HELP Committee. In each of these roles, she became the go-to expert and lead negotiator for the Democratic Party on those issues, from writing the No Child Left Behind replacement to expanding veterans, health care.
Her most significant role, though, has been on the Appropriations Committee, which is arguably the most powerful committee in the Senate. Explain what that committee does and her role on it.
The Appropriations Committee is the money committee. They hold the purse strings of the entire federal government, writing the 12 annual spending bills that fund everything from our military and national parks to medical research and infrastructure projects. As the former chair and now the senior-most Democrat, Senator Murray is one of the chief negotiators of the federal budget. It's an incredibly powerful position that requires deep knowledge of every facet of government and an ability to negotiate massive, complex deals with the House and the opposite party. Her leadership there means she has a direct say in where and how our tax dollars are spent, and she has used that power to champion funding for priorities like the NIH, childcare programs, and environmental protection.
And now, her colleagues have elected her as the Senate President pro tempore. What is the significance of that historic position?
The president pro tempore is a position designated by the Constitution to preside over the Senate in the absence of the vice president. By tradition, the role is given to the most senior member of the majority party. When the Democrats held the majority, Senator Murray was elected to the position, becoming the first woman in U.S. history to do so. The most critical aspect of the job is that it places her third in the line of presidential succession, after the vice president and the Speaker of the House. It is an enormous constitutional responsibility and a reflection of the deep trust and respect she has earned from her colleagues over her long and distinguished career.
Throughout all these powerful roles, have her core legislative priorities remained consistent?
Absolutely. They all stem from that initial fight for her kids' preschool program. Her entire career has been focused on what she calls kitchen table economic and family issues. She has been a relentless advocate for affordable health care and a fierce defender of women's reproductive rights. She has authored major legislation on education, from early childhood learning to making college more affordable. And as a representative of a state with major military bases and a huge veteran population, she has been a leader on veterans' issues for decades. Even with all the power and prestige, her focus remains squarely on using the levers of government to improve the lives of working families, the very definition of the mom in tennis shoes.
Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.